Begin the current daf and sentence about become a daf lamed vav. Begin the man off. We can test master. Begin the gemara. Lo lita beemoy. Yeah, it's appropriate for him to get it, but he doesn't get it. Statistics my pierce. In other words, lo lita. It's appropriate for him to take it when there's that in tafas if he would snatch it. Beemoy, if he doesn't get it, imloy tafas if he doesn't snatch it. That's what I mean. Lo lita beemoy. Now, so Tezuk qualifies b'davke hechad yeshlei tefilah shnei atzfarim. Now, this is specifically because he has a claim on the two oxen. I'll go to b'akotin on the big one and the small one. And tafas mishamus, so if he grabs, okay, then he'll be able to collect from it. Almost need the leel. But previously in the mission, the imli tefilah l'agadol, where he only had a claim on the bigger one, then I thought tafas akotin, and even if he grabs the small one, imishdamin, he cannot collect from that. And b'leishayach l'shnu leel, the Gemara couldn't have explained, oh, ro lito be'enloi, that, oh, it's appropriate for him to get, but not because giving him tafas. Like we said, if he would snap it, let me stop me, he would not be able to collect from it. That defeats the whole purpose of this, and that's really what Tezuk is coming to address and answer, which ro lito be'enloi doesn't just mean simply as, oh, he doesn't get it. It's more than that. It's ro lito through tfisa. And then he doesn't get it if he doesn't get it, but it's not true. He wouldn't get it even if it would snatch it in that case because he doesn't have a claim on both of them. Now, so it says, but tanachitim. Now, let's say someone makes a claim for wheat. Nira, but Tim didn't have a sa'irim, they would snatch the barley. We don't have to collect from that because it doesn't have a claim on that. Then it says, but they're going to say, am I the Mishani Hafkila? Why didn't my answer here like I did previously? The common Nizik Shema Mazik Bari. Why can't you just say that the victim, the claimant, was a doubtful claim? Mazik Bari. And the Mazik, the defendant, was definite. And therefore, that's why he doesn't get it. Sometimes we could say, no, if that would be the case, a Muslim member, the Gemara could have asked, Hanach, well, then this is the same thing you already mentioned before, because the Mishnah like, really Rashi already says this idea in Divrei Maschil, Ro Lito. Now, says, Tesis Vahashto, now, Ikot Sichus Bekula Babid Masnin, says, now we can understand that every case in the Mishnah really is teaching us something, a Chiddush. The Reshash, I mean, the Reshash is teaching us, Philomazik Shem Ben Azik Bari, even if the defendant is doubtful and the claimant is definite, which that gives him the upper hand. Still, plead Rabban led the Simchas. Rabban disagree with Simchas. Rabban disagree with Simchas. Still, doesn't make a difference. Even if they have a claim and the defendant is doubtful, you still have to bring a rye if you want to collect. But who did cut Magadul Mashmein when regarding the case of when there's a smaller one and a bigger one? I feel a Nizik Shem a Mazik Bari. Then even if the claimant is doubtful and the defendant is definite, still, Polik Simchas. Still, Simchas disagrees. And he holds it's going to be a Chaliku. For Echatam Echamur Ashminan. And what's the chiddush of the case of one's time with somebody? That's telling us the full Rabbah, even going to Rabbah, the Mabresh Pekka, Mecha Pair study holes, Baba Stab Sadi Mumraf. Gamal Oichel Ben Agmalim, when you have the camel that's trying to mate between all the camels, where it injures the competition. Bidush is a hard guy that you know that this one killed him. Moida Hachi is saying over here, he'll agree, delay to Limbamud, that we won't make it suspended on the Mood, given the Shneim Ratzin, because they're both running. And that's the chiddush, but Echetam Echemud. And the case when there's two victims, Ashminan, what we teach over there is the nitfas shakel. That if he grabs, he could take it, could the amamazik, like the way the mazik had admitted that, okay, fine. So then if that's the case, it's like we're saying, ro lit of enloi, means to say, but like if he's typhus, then he could keep it. And the save of the Tamamud, and regarding the save of the mentioned Tamamud, says, this really, it's not really teaching us anything. It's just, I did the ayah babadil el, because of Tamamud, which we said that. There, each one is teaching an individual chiddush. I mean, the Mahalchus here also picks Tamud, but really, it's not teaching us anything. Next, there's Matzah ben Gemara, Shema Mino. So, what we could infer is the Gemara says that Shvarim Tamim Shaziku Ratzim Zegav Ratzim Zegav. Which, where do we see this from? The Tani, from the fact that we learn Shneim Rotz Shneim that. If there's two of them, so we said rotsim zegayva, rotsim zegayva, and then aver echad. That is, if one of them gets lost, so kam chaver tachtav, that one takes the place mishlam emena, and that you could collect from it. Kach pish b'gurdes. Rashi explains what the Gemara is saying. So it says b'kach is difficult because the havelei lemeimer shema mina il mesefa. The shema mina should have been from the sefa. Havelei lemifrich, where. We could be asking that it should be the opposite, because there we learned that when one is big, one is small, we learn how much magbala v'raya, that if he wants to collect, he has to bring the proof, and that he only collects from the small one. If that's the case, when it gets lost, that you cannot collect from the one that's remaining. So what are you being medayik from the reisha and you're proving this halacha, even from the seifa, and say the opposite? So Tez Benel Lefresh would seem to explain the b'shnei shvam shadiku shor b'vadei ari. In other words, what Tez is trying to explain is that the chashav kilo havachad kufa. So when it's these two oxen that damage the ox, so it's as if they're like one body. And yeah, mishtalman nasheni. Therefore, you could collect from either the gear from the second one or from hashnai, from both of them. And that's what we're talking about. That they both damage the shor definitively. Now, I've got Masin La'ariel bin Yashe Anu Mesapakim Ezmer Nagachim, the Amish, the only talking about where you're not sure which one of them damaged. Kamakam Daik Malishna Diktani, still you could infer from the wording that says, Shneim Chayavim, that they're both liable. Lashmin to let us know, Shiyochalir, Shiyoshneim Chayavim, that it could be that both can be liable. Kagan, you didn't, but Shizik Shneim Yachim, where you know if definitively they're both in damage, that's what's saying, then we consider them as one body, and then if you can't collect from one of them, you'll be able to collect that from the other one. Next, this must have been with the words of the Gemara, but Abkiba Dama Shutvin, and it's going like Abkiba who holds that they are partners. And therefore, yeah, if they're both there, so then you can't push more. But if one's not there, so then you could say, well, bring a raya, which one was when the damage, and then I'll pay you. So Pishma Kodesh Rashi explains, because according to Rishma, that he says that it's a creditor. There's also the Masik Ben, the only owes him money. So Imabarach, if one gets lost, he hasn't lost his rights, because it's not the animal that he owns. It's the money from that animal that he owes him, but he owes him that amount. So it's difficult because the previous one, the Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, if the guy slaughtered because you can only collect Megufa, mashallah, what's done is done. So it sounds like that if something happens with that, according to Rishmal, you cannot collect. So since it's Meir Lefash, it's him to explain the Mishmal Chimokal like a Bekiva. So why we explain like a Bekiva? It's not like he wouldn't hold it Allah, it's just there wouldn't be any novelty. Yeah, it's obvious that you lose his rights when one of them gets lost. Because it's the creditor. And the creditor has the weaker hand. Aval or Bekiva, but according to Bekiva, the Shotvininu, that they are partners. Oh, it's a Sogit that he would have thought this is not Bekila. It's not like saying it's only Bekiva. To the contrary, it's a Chiddish like Bekiva, the other way around. You would have thought that one of the two is in the possession of the victim. And the victim could tell him, it's yours that got lost, not mine, because I'm a muchzik. I would say, no, ultimately it's a mahamitza mechabalavuraya, and that's a chiddush that you would only know according to Rabbi Kiva. Hanlech Menichel shall return to the third peg himself, Babakama peg Menichel. Whenever we begin, the fourth peg Sharshanagrecha Babakamisha, where the Gemara had said, well, Ikri Bekiva Dama Shutvinin, or according to Bekiva, it says the partners, Yahs Lukumna Bayla, should say that you give it back to them to we have the Yasah Yesh Ben Isa, as we take it in Zaman Bays, we have Yahs Lushalafana. So it said, but Lukumna Bayla, it should say that you give it back to them all, like Rib Shimon. Which says the same, it's a wonder, because Rib Kiva Nami, even according to Bekiva Osa, Mayan Rishon Nisker. Why is it that the first one doesn't gain? Why is it his responsibility to watch his portion? Because much lemon bedin, as long as the first victim, as long as there didn't have a court case, he would avoid witness didn't come. The mahu yadeim yiskeh. What does he know if he's gonna win the case? And if that's the case, why should it be his responsibility? And why should he be losing? So b'tzach litchis or litchik, you have to push and say the kibin shesh biyad lehebi edim laon. So since he could technically bring witnesses right away, well, the zakah is at the merit. So he is responsible for watching it. And the guess is the beloy or deloy matzlishna, because he cannot answer kagoyin shein biyadei, that he doesn't have opportunity to bring witnesses right now, because the mekinev had been the case. Tikshu l'bekiva, then you should ask the bekiva rishon niskim beveilei. That should say that the first one, that's exactly what the gemara should have asked. Obviously, we hold that it's considered a claim against him, and that's why we're saying l'kul beveilei, that they all have a responsibility for this shmirah.